This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Vietnam is the latest country to go into a nationwide lockdown because of the coronavirus. The 15-day period starts Wednesday, with officials telling people to avoid gatherings in groups of three or more. At the start of the lockdown, there were 212 confirmed cases in Vietnam and no deaths, and authorities want to keep it there. The White House task force said the United States should be prepared to see upwards of 240,000 deaths from the COVID-19 coronavirus over the next 2 months, even if Americans continue to keep their distance from each other. The group says peak numbers of deaths will come over the next 2 to 3 weeks. President Trump predicted this is going to be one of the roughest 2 or 3 weeks we've ever had in this country. Trump extended the 30-day social distancing guidelines as the fight against the disease continues. Mexico has declared a month-long health emergency with new restrictions on the size of gatherings to contain the surging coronavirus that already exceeds 1,000 cases with 28 deaths. Reuters news agency said Mexico will now only allow gatherings of no more than 50 people and is extending its ban on non-essential activities. Mexico's foreign minister said violators of the new rules will face penalties. Mexico's latest move to contain the virus stops short of measures in place in some other Latin American countries in the grips of the virus, including lockdowns. And a Taliban delegation has arrived in Kabul to monitor the long-delayed release of their 5,000 detainees under a prison swap with the Afghan government brokered by the United States. From a remote location here in the Washington area, this is VOA News. The Trump administration announced on Tuesday it was cutting tough automobile mileage standards established by the Obama administration, designed to reduce tailpipe emissions and fight climate change. The Trump administration argues relaxing mileage standards will save automakers money and make vehicles cheaper for Americans to buy. But opponents say Americans will spend far more on fuel than they will save on new cars, and the new lower standards will result in sharp increases in greenhouse gas emissions. Former President Barack Obama reacted to the news on his Twitter account Tuesday, including a link to a news story about the regulations and comparing the current coronavirus crisis to climate change. Obama said, "We've seen all too terribly the consequences of those who denied warnings of a pandemic. We can't afford any more consequences of climate denial." U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States will lift sanctions against Venezuela in exchange for the formation of a transitional government comprised of allies of President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido. The plan calls on President Guaido and Mr. Guaido to hand over power to a five-member council until presidential and parliamentary elections can be held later this year. Officials facing accusations of human rights abuses and drug trafficking are not eligible for sanctions relief, but members of Maduro's socialist government who have been blacklisted would benefit. A transitional government is unlikely to be supported by President Maduro. U.S. authorities say a large stash of drugs, including opioids, cocaine being smuggled from Mexico to California here in the U.S., was seized from a cross-border tunnel equipped with ventilation, lighting, and underground rail system. The tunnel connected warehouses in Tijuana and San Diego. The tunnel was built near a vaunted double-layered border wall constructed under President Trump's watch, illustrating the limitations of such barriers against sophisticated drug smuggling organizations. While border walls built under Trump go underground to deter digging, they're not nearly deep enough to stop the most advanced secret passageways. So far, no arrests have been made, but authorities are investigating the case. For details on much more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. From the remote location, via remote, that is, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.